On this episode of the More Mojo podcast, which member of the show almost went to the ER while attempting to do a hobby that they used to be a pro at?
That mojo ain't no good.
What are we talking about on this one?
Forgot already? What are we You're leading about? Our conversation.
Yeah, so we're talking about hobbies. I didn't even realize. I was like, wait, where's Mojo at? Why is he not going to do it?
I like the way that we're, normally we get it, we're like, oh, we were just talking about. We get let people into our lives a little bit. Why did we decide to talk about this, Joey? Today we are going to talk about hobbies.
Hobbies. And you know, I'm going to pass it over to the beautiful Megan Mick on this one, because we talked about hobbies that we all want to do. And there was one that Megan said she was going to do, and you're all excited for it. And tell us all, Megan.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Sesame Street right now.
Today's word is
hobbies. Megan, share your hobby, please. I talked about it on the show a couple of weeks ago that I went up downriver. That's so funny to say to me. I went
to go up downriver.
to go buy a whole bunch of stuff to get into roller skating, because I really wanted to do roller derby. And I think I'm coming to the realization that that might not be a possibility.
Wait, why?
Already?
Yeah.
I feel like you were perfect for this.
Yeah, so did I, until I went out and I spent the last of my COVID savings on this hobby that's not going to work out, because I thought, to back this up just a little bit and give like a little bit of like background information on it, I grew up in a hockey family. I played hockey. I rollerbladed. I roller skated. Like, I'm very comfortable being on a foot device for motion. That's how we're going to describe this. And I bought these thinking that it was going to be so easy to get back into, because I already have like a baseline of skill.
Yeah.
Nope, not the case. Not the case at all. And I'm terrified of falling more. Like, when I was little, I'd be like, fall, get back up again. No big deal. I fell.
It's different
hard,
now.
And yeah. It's so different now. And I genuinely was like, I don't think I have the bravery of doing this anymore. And I also can't afford to go to the ER again. Like, I recently paid off my last ER visit, which, in case you're wondering, probably nobody on this show knows about it. I had a horrible accident years ago that I just paid off. And like, I can't afford to do it again.
It's crazy to me that you say that, because I remember, and this is a while ago, but I ice skated when I was little. Shout out to the Yak Arena in Wyandotte, if you're listening to us from downriver, speaking of. But I ice skated there for years, and a couple of years ago, Luce and I went to Campus Martius in Detroit, and they do this beautiful like ice skating rink with like the big tree. You guys have all been there. And I was like, Lucy, we're going to go ice skating and it's going to be so fun. And Megan, same thing. I was like, I did this for years and years and years. Like, it's going to be like riding a bike. I'll get right back, you know, to doing it. And it was so bad that not only did I fall, I took Luce down with me and fell on top of her and gave her a bloody nose. And they had to like remove everybody from the rink as they cleaned up the blood splatter from my 3-year-old at the time's nose. And I was like, and I'm not doing that for a long time, because it was so bad.
But Megan, I mean, you don't want to hold back from your dreams and goals. Don't they just sell elbow and knee pads and helmets and stuff?
So I have all of that. And okay. When I fell, my arm hurt for 2 days, and I seriously cried myself to sleep one night. Like, should I be going to the ER to get an x-ray? No, if we just ignore this, it's not broken. Like, I genuinely don't know what's going on.
I have an idea
arm.
For you.
But I also think that I'm a little, I don't want to say old to get into it, but I think
no,
that
not.
I've
nope.
missed.
Nope. No.
You're younger than a lot of the girls. No. You're a lot younger than the girls doing the roller derby right now.
Right, but I'm also in the worst shape of my life. And I...
But this
I
will
didn't
get
want
you
to make
into
it about this,
shape.
But I genuinely am scared to fall at my weight. Like, I'm terrified
so I have
of it.
A safety idea that also might be kind of fun. You know those balls that they get at like, I guess like kids' birthday parties, the big ones that you like get inside of and you run at
yeah,
each other
like the hamster
and
wheels.
You bump into each other. But the ones that are like shorter, like they go from like your head to your knees.
Yeah.
So your feet are free. You get one of those, you fall down, you bounce right back up.
I'm here for it until that ball pops.
I am nothing if not a problem solver, Megan.
And I'm here for it to get video of that when you do it.
Why don't you practice with the walker? You know the walker they have for kids at like the roller skating rinks?
Well, I can skate. Like I can skate.
You're just
it's
scared
just
to fall?
Fear of falling
I
down.
Can't keep falling.
Yeah. I know, but like you could fall, you could trip and fall walking. But you take that
right,
risk every single day.
Right, and that's a genuine fear that I have now that I'm almost 30. It's like,
you're
if
not,
I
first
break
of all,
an arm.
Almost 30. Let's what? Not round up.
I'm almost 30.
You keep it at 20s, though. You don't round up when
wait,
you're
how old
miles.
Are you? Aren't you 26, 27?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 28.
Oh, you are?
28 is not almost
ooh.
30.
No. I'm just kidding. Everybody does that to me lately. I just wanted to do something else.
I'm going to be so happy to be 30. I cannot wait for my 20s to be over. I feel like I'm the only person.
What do you think's
going to
change?
30s were better.
I literally hate
are
everything
better.
About my life. So it'll be nice to
so
just
you think
like,
the number's going to change all that?
Oh, 100%. It'll change my mentality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want us to start calling you 30?
Dirty 30.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Wait, so does anybody else on the show have like did you guys have a hobby that you gave up on because you were either scared or something happened or
yeah I in like, fifth grade I ran out of drum lessons after one lesson I just was terrorized that everybody in the class was better than me because I had a cold and or flu or whatever and I was out for the first two or three lessons and they just pushed me right in where they all were and didn't let me catch up. And I'd never played an instrument before, and that's terrorized me to this day. It's probably why I'm in radio, because I always wanted to play an instrument or be around music, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I couldn't sing or play any discernible talent, skill, or anything. So I think I got into radio just to be around other people who were good at music. And that's why I just wanted to be in the business.
So you weren't afraid of bodily harm. You were afraid of ridicule.
Yes. Okay. I cried. I called my mom outside the fifth grade, like, if anybody sees me tearing up outside, I'm going to be bullied for life. I just ran out like, I don't feel well. I'm going to call my mom. And I was just like, oh my God, mom, everybody's better at this than me. And everybody knows what they're doing. Uh-huh. And I never touched an instrument again for 40 years.
It's so funny you say that. The first time I went skating after buying my skates, I cried. And I was like, I can't believe that I'm so bad at this. Like, I have this pressure to be good right off the bat. And then if I'm not, I'm like not interested anymore.
You know who else cried? Tom Brady cried. LeBron James. I don't know. I'm making this up. LeBron James cried.
You see Michael Jordan
crying money
me.
Doing roller yeah. derby. Like, take that off the table.
I mean, there is something, though, about when you're older and trying to do things that you mastered as a kid because...
Well, you don't pick them up as fast.
That, right. too. But, like, you know, you get older, so it's harder on your body. You yeah. know, for me, I mean, I always played football my entire life, and there was this... You're going to laugh at me. It's a flag football league, uh-huh. but these guys are so physical during this flag football league. I played one game, and my body was just hurting so much.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it.
Skiing's like that for me. I've skied. Yeah. I never stopped.
Oh,
I've skied my
gosh.
Whole life.
Kids can learn so easily.
I've skied my whole life. I learned to ski when I was 3 years old. Like, I can ski, but the pain I am in after a day of ski, like, I have to stop so much earlier because I can't do it.
My yeah. wife and daughter's in the class together. They're all first-timers at Boyne, and I know how to ski well. And, like, it was so frustrating probably for my wife because kids can pick up stuff so easy. They're
it's
closer
the
center of gravity. There's no fear.
My kids can ski, Smith included, so much better than me. Mm-hmm. And I look like...
And I used to not get why my mom would be like, well, I'll stay in the
so
lodge.
Bad.
She would like do two runs with us yeah. and be like, I'm going to stay. And I was like, why? You can ski. And now I'm like, yes, mom, do you have wine? I will join you. Thank you.
See, yeah. I have one, but it's kind of like a lame reason why I don't do it. It was just anxiety.
Which,
like,
what was
that's
it?
Not a lame reason, though.
Stand-up comedy.
Like, Yeah.
Oh, no, I would be terrified to do that.
I did it for a little bit, and I had, like, I wouldn't say I was great at it, but I think I could have, like, gotten better. But the anxiety of getting on stage, like, I would do competitions and everything, but the anxiety.
Really?
The anxiety right before I went on stage was so bad. Hmm. It's not like that with anything else. Like, I can go, I can DJ, I can, when we do, like, announcements and stuff, like, I'm fine with that. Like, uh-huh. it's just stand-up comedy. Because the idea of... I guess not getting that laugh for some reason just killed me.
Mm-hmm. Spike can tell you this because I went to a stand-up comedy show. Remember when we went to see Craig Gass in
yes.
Ann Arbor?
Yes.
I get anxiety watching comedy shows.
Yeah.
And
because he wasn't having
like
a good
nervous
night.
Nervous for the people, and I don't, if people aren't laughing, I feel like I'm up there, but I'm my butt sitting in the seat.
And he was dealing with a heckler, and it was
so
just
I can't imagine it being the other way around, Mike, where you, I feel like you'd be so good at that, though. Like, you always just have the good punch for us on the show.
But it's good to feed off. Like, if somebody else was talking while I was up there, I think I could come back and have something. But to write your own stuff and then just say it the entire time for some reason. Like, once I got up there, I think I was okay. But the 3 minutes right before I went on stage, I thought I was going to puke. Like my stomach was gurgling. I just didn't like it.
Well, there's always a good closing. There's always a good finish. You could try if you feel like it, you're not landing really good laughter.
Oh, God.
Just have a poster of Megan on roller skates right away. Just hold that up.
Bubble. In the bubble.
Megan, do you want me to punch him for you?
Please. Mike, do you?
The disrespect is too damn high.
Do you actually, this is a question for anybody. Do you guys fear, not really fear, but like, does anxiety kick in when you guys got to go back to an event? Because we haven't really done events on big stages in front of people for so long.
So I, in terms of like getting COVID?
No. Just anxiety of like stage frighting and all that.
This is not a secret to you guys, but I am never nervous doing this job except when we have to get up on stage and introduce an artist. Holy God above.
She starts sweating.
Why is
that so difficult?
I have no idea. Are you the same way?
Yeah, I forget album names, song names, artist names, where they're from, why they're important. Like, I will have the full, if I'll be a fan of them. Say it's Demi Lovato.
Yep.
If I introduced her on stage, I'd be like, coming up next, we got
a girl.
It's the most
Taylor
awful
Swift.
Feeling. I could give a speech. I can do this show all day long.
You've done TV, national television.
Yep. No, I cannot. The only time it was okay was last year when we were in Vegas introducing Billie Eilish in front of 90,000 people. I was so drunk on mimosas, and I thought this is what I need to do is have a couple mimosas.
And we got In-N-Out. We got In-N-Out right before that.
Yeah. And that's the thing is also you can't see faces when you get to a crowd that big. Like I've been on stage. I hosted Rockfest in Texas, which was bigger than Lollapalooza, bigger than Woodstock. It was the biggest one-day ticketed event ever. I was on stage with no fear, but in front of a classroom doing a career day with 30 kids and you can see their bored faces, that's terrorizing.
I would always rather speak in front of strangers than speak in front of people I know. Like when I was in school, I'm a pretty good public speaker, but when I was in school, if one of my friends was in the class, I would freak out. If it were all people I like didn't know, or if I was speaking like as a guest in a different, like I was fine. And same to this day, if I know someone in the room, I get so nervous. If I don't know anyone, I'm fine.
Yeah, when people tell me, like, how do you do what you do? Don't you get stage fright or don't you get nervous? I'm like, you don't understand. It's literally us sitting in a room.
Yeah.
There's like six of us.
We just talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't really, I mean, sometimes that's a bad thing that I don't think people are actually listening to what I say. I'm going to get in trouble later.